All right, welcome to the Compound Growth Show. We got Quincy and John on today. We have an interesting topic around the ABM tool set and some of the dependencies that are required when people are looking to install or implement a Sixth Sense, ZoomInfo, Terminus, what's the last one? DemandBase. When people are looking to install these tools, I think oftentimes what we see is these tools are going to come in and save the day. And it's not really the case. So Quincy, why don't you start us off on what got you interested in talking about this topic today?
Yeah, no. So I think it's been a few things. We've had kind of a few examples of some clients that we've been working with and like just things I've seen over time that a client or a company, let's just put it in general terms, they have a problem. They're trying to narrow in on their accounts. They're trying to build an ABM program platform. And the buzzwords out there are, hey, this program does this thing. It's very intuitive. There's AI, there's an algorithm, and like all those key terms. And people are like, okay, cool. It's going to actually fix all the things that we have going on. And it's gonna instantly like multiply my pipeline. And so I think the challenge or the realization that a lot of people have is like, once they get into these things, they're like, whoa, first of all, there's a lot of setup and learning. But then second of all, I don't know what it's doing. And I have to customize this to make it relevant to like my use case.
Right.
And I think that's always the case, to be honest.
Yeah. And that's like the software for the type of sophistication for the types of companies that we work with.
Yeah.
So company B2B SaaS, $5 to $70 million in revenue. The out of the box just doesn't work that well. It's not going to work that well for HubSpot. It's not going to work that well for Salesforce, but it's especially not going to work in the ABM use case, where if you're in the healthcare industry, you're going to need ABM signals to tell you one thing, versus if you're in the marketing technology industry, you're going to need ABM software that can tell you another thing. And I think the what I've enjoyed watching with you the most over your time is you've kind of built this like kind of expertise in these tools, is how you get creative with each different use case depending on the company that you're working with.
Yeah, for sure. And I think especially that is especially key in like the B2B SaaS or just SaaS in general, right?
Yeah.
Because if we think of SaaS, like a lot of it is custom tooling, custom technology, custom API integrations, right? And so it's not an out of the box. So you built this whole platform and you're expecting out of the box to come save you. It's not like that vanilla.
Yeah.
So it's the same mindset, the same grit and determination that you need to build a SaaS platform that you're going to have to look at like your MarTech stack and your sales stack with as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting comparison. So when you're looking at Sixth Sense, because that was one of the companies that came up when we were talking about this.
Yep.
What do you think the key use cases are for Sixth Sense?
So this is no secret. I think that Sixth Sense themselves will even tell you. It's mid to enterprise companies people who are looking to sell into mid to enterprise companies.
Yeah.
So no small business, medium to small business. They don't have a lot of data on there and things like that. And I think that people who have a really good understanding of the thing that we preach, the match to ICP, like who's your ICP?
Yeah.
What are your intent topics? So I think there's a lot of paid search mentality that goes into setting up a Sixth Sense system, because you have like intent topics that are driven through Bambora. Well, if you have those intent topics set up super high level, you're getting all these spikes on customers and you're like, oh, so say for example, a search term, like what is IoT? Like if you have a specific use case, what is IoT is like super top of funnel.
It
could be like people just learning to understand what it even means. And
right.
So now you're having these companies spike in your system. So you have to be really intentional about like your intent topics, understanding what intent is for your product, and then setting those up. But then also your match to ICP for your company.
And so for Match High CP, we have an exercise we go through where we analyze a company's CRM data. We look at velocity through the funnel. We look at average deal size and ultimate lifetime value. And then we look at characteristics of the companies that relate well to those kind of KPIs that we have oriented to the company. Sixth Sense doesn't help you narrow down who your ICP is, do they?
No, that's done
outside the platform.
That's right? Outside the platform.
So yeah. that's a key, I would say, is like a lot of companies get like a Terminus or a Sixth Sense and they think it's plug and play, but like you need to have a strong understanding of who your customer is. And it's not like Facebook Fred who likes to spend who's spending $100,000.
Yeah.
It's you want to go on a deeper level to that to understand the why, the who, the what, the when, why they're, you know, searching for a platform like yours or starting to become into market. But when you're building out the intent, how do you come up, like what's your framework for identifying the different intent topics that you're looking to target people on?
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's there's some specific like key identifiers depending on like where they are in the funnel. Like, so I think one of those things that you and I have talked about before is like comparison. Like we're looking at like competitive keywords, like X technology versus my technology.
Yeah,
we're looking at like specific like use case terms that people are searching. If there's like, how do I solve for X, is kind of a consideration awareness play, and we can get them into like decision like faster, pushing those audiences out. And so it's just determining, first of all, understanding like what the use cases are, and then figuring out like when people are having those pain points, like where can we put them in that funnel stage to say, hey, yeah, this is definitely a consideration. Like if I'm thinking, it's just putting myself in the searcher's use case in that product. And I think that's an exercise you have us do a lot for clients, is like, go use the platform, go on their site, figure out like how people are like going through the site and where they're trying to solve issues.
And Chorus and Gong can be huge for that, right? Helping to listen in on those conversations, hear what challenges companies are having, because I think people always build out these personas. Facebook Fred spends $100,000, you know, gets his groceries at Shaw's, whatever it might be. But they don't help you understand the different challenges that those people are having inside the businesses, because there are two keys there. One, with Sixth Sense, we want to identify the intents that we can target when that person's having the pain, doesn't know the solutions there yet. And as they start to come into market, so like the demand creation versus the demand capture. And then also the creative to push those buttons to get people's attention to say, hey, you know, listen to our message. We know what's happening in your world. And this is why we've been the solution for that before.
And I think one of the things that you mentioned that I want to double down on is like the Chorus and Gong, is because that is actually listening to your sales team's calls and things like that. And I think that's been really key for us. But it's also like, what are the objections? What are the pain points that come up in those sales conversations? Because like all of that is like your first party data as to like how, if somebody in a sales conversation from like a previous prospect is having those challenges, likely somebody else's, so that we can actually help to use those to solve for intent as well.
Yeah, and conquer those objections before they even get to the sales team, right?
Through 100%.
Putting together case studies, et cetera.
Yeah, 100%.
What else is, you see the strength of Sixth Sense as being like a DSP, being able to target people across paid social and display platforms with advertising?
I do. I think that they actually add a layer, which is fantastic. I put out a post. If you haven't seen it, go to LinkedIn and look at my most recent post. If I had the keys to the LinkedIn castle, LinkedIn could be like super strong. But yeah. I think that augmenting with the Sixth Sense, where you get like that search type functionality where I can look at intent. Right. I can put those keywords, I can put those people who are in, who have been identified based on their intent into awareness and consideration campaigns and try and push them to LinkedIn, Facebook, display networks for like that surround sound sort of thing. I think that's super key. I think that's super key.
And then it can also help you figure out the right call to action, the right the right way to convert those users onto the site, whether it be a demo, trial, webinar. Like it helps you figure out the right types of ways to get users to convert as well, if you know what challenges they're having.
100%. And then it even makes your super bottom of funnel even stronger, right? Because now we've gotten these people, we can see one of the benefits is like, you can see the data coming in from the channels, like from LinkedIn, from Facebook, and it's coming into Sixth Sense. And we're saying, hey, these companies have now started to spike and they're likely in the decision phase. And now we can build out segments to push to your CRM to say, hey, sales BDR X, like this account has been doing a lot of activity. They've responded to our emails. They've been engaging on social, try and do an outreach. And so it's not a cold outreach that we're having to like serve to these BDRs. There's some depth to it and we can see what they've interacted with. And again, we talk about those objections and those pain points. We can sort of hedge against those and cater the presentation based on some of the content they've been consuming.
Cool. Awesome. And then what about the sales automation piece to Sixth Sense? Do you not use that as much?
Not in our current use case. Again, we talk about like there's a lot of setup. And so like building out the front, like if you are trying to get this technology and you think that, hey, it's going to be fully functioning all the way through, it's going to be a challenge. Like there's building out the front, building out the machine, the engine to start pushing those sales orchestrations and automations into Salesforce. We're at the tip of the iceberg now to where we're starting to get like really smart notifications for the BDRs and AEs to engage on. But as far as like being able to like put them into a cadence or a sequence based on pain points, I think that's the next really smart, relevant way to actually accelerate pipeline.
But you can do that other places as well, right? Like you can feed the data into your marketing automation system or CRM to help from Sixth Sense.
Yep, 100%.
Okay. Very cool. Awesome. That's all I had today. Is there anything else from your end?
No. No and yes. So we talked about a few key points. Like, again, we harp on the thing, understanding your ICP. And we harp on understanding intent, knowing your prospective customer, right?
Yeah.
I think driving those things before you go into a technology conversation is super crucial, because a lot of the technology vendors, they don't have that intimate understanding of like
your
business.
They're going to push you to get a campaign up.
Yeah, they just like, hey, throw this thing up and like spend a lot of money on it. So like understand those things so that you can feed those to the technology partners and they can set your system up the right way, because it's a lot of setup. You want to make sure it's set up the right way. And that's why you just have to optimize on it.
Yeah. Love that. Know your customer, understand the buyer's journey, and know what's going to make them start to peak and become interested in your customer and your product. Thank you so much, Quincy.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody, please go to our iTunes page, leave a review if you enjoyed the podcast. Quincy and I have been working hard on this for the past couple of months, and so would love to see your comments and any help you can get, any help you can provide us in getting more people listening to the show. Best way to do that is by leaving a review. Thank you very much.